Obama Messiah, anointed one. Are you better off than you were 8 years ago? Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And don't forget, my friends, my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Because that's just how it's going to fucking go. And oh boy, am I going to be right about so many things in today's episode. I don't even know for sure yet what I'm talking about, but I know I'm going to be right, whatever it is. And how does that happen? Well, it happens because this is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers. Oh, you goddamn little statist out there, the hill will build the roads. Oh, go fuck yourselves. You're all gonna fucking die. This here is Stating the Obvious podcast. The machine gun that mows down statist motherfuckers. Because remember, you can kill a statist, it's self-defense. It's not a violation of the non-aggression principle to kill people who are trying to kill you. That's called self-defense. Self-defense, totally fucking okay. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Started blogging in 1999. Started my fucking website 1999 before blogging existed. And most of you didn't even know what the fucking internet was. I've been podcasting for 10 fucking years. November, next month, less than 30 days away, will be the 11th anniversary of podcasting. So all you motherfucking people out there who started a website last week, or you're doing a blog now, I mean, what the fuck, a podcast now, whatever the fuck it is, go fuck yourself, okay? I was doing this shit when you were still shitting in your diapers. Go fuck yourself. I am the great one himself. Fuck you and fuck your feelings. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can find us on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.com, on the Twitterverse, cynlibsoc. Of course, I'm on the YouTube. You can find the YouTube channel from the website. And if you want to send us email, you can send that to God. That's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. And if you don't like anything you're hearing, if when I say that statists should be exterminated, if I make fun of you for saying, who would build the roads? When I make fun of femistatists, when I make fun of liberals, when I make fun of conservatives, when I make fun of religious people, when I make fun of fat people, when I make fun of stupid people, no matter what it is I say, whenever I'm right, when I tell you that I'm always right, when I tell you I will always be right, when I tell you that I have never been wrong, when any of that stuff hurts your feelings, I want you, there's a cure for this, okay? If I hurt your fucking feelings while listening to this podcast, go to the website, go find episode 150 of Stating the Obvious. It's entitled Fuck You and Fuck Your Feelings, and listen to it, and I will explain to you in that episode why you can take your feelings and you can go fuck yourself and go fuck your feelings. Now, having done all the fun stuff there, a little intro and everything else, we are now going to launch right back in. I'm picking up. This is part two of a series. I don't know how many podcasts will be in this series. We'll find out when it's done. I am reading the letters to E. Jean, the advice columnist for Elle magazine. I'm not going to go through every time why I'm doing this. It's in the first episode. It's also written in the introduction. I'm doing this because these letters are representative of a certain demographic in the United States of America. And that demographic, where the fuck did I put that shit I brought up? It doesn't matter. I'll talk about it later. I have some statistics on that demographic from a poll that Elle magazine took of its readers, which sort of proves that what I'm saying is that these are women who don't have men. That's why they're bitchy. So anyhow, I'm reading these because women reading Elle magazine and the women writing into E. Jean are a very specific demographic. They are upper middle class or richer. They are white. They are from North America. They are liberals. They voted for Obama. As we found out from looking at their demographics, they make on average 68, their, what was it, median income? I don't remember. I linked to this fucking information in the fucking blog post. Go fucking read it. I'm not your fucking Google. But they're making $68,000 or more. I don't forget if that was the average or the median, but these are not poor women. And of course, these women are all femistatist. And the point of reading this is to show you what kind of life women who are femistatist have. Here we go. That's enough fucking introduction. Let's fucking get on with it. Fuck, I have notes here. What did I write here? Man, you are baffled. Okay, all right. Here we go. Again, haven't read these, so I'm going into all of this completely cold. Here we go. Face off. Dear E. Jean, my boyfriend and I recently moved in together after a year in a long-distance romance. And I'm shocked to see he wears concealer and foundation. He actually fights me for the mirror. And this turns me off so much that I don't enjoy sex anymore. I've told him why. And he says I should just help him purchase a more flattering brand instead of being a bitch about it. Welp, femistatism has worked really hard to feminize men. You as a femistatist have done everything you can to destroy any element of masculinity in the male population. Right, it used to be a man took a woman out, he felt frisky, he'd grab her, pull her close, give her a kiss. Now you can't do that because, my God, that's rape. That's sexual harassment. He needs to get a fucking permission form filled out in triplicate. Now, furthermore, you went straight from a long-distance relationship to living together? Now, what kind of a long-distance relationship was this that you didn't know he wears concealer and foundation? I mean, was this one of those, if you listen to the previous episode, you'll know what I'm referencing here. Was this some kind of Skype dating relationship or something? How do you not know the person you're moving in with wears concealer? I don't even know what concealer is because I'm not gay. And foundation. I know what foundation is because I know a lot of women where they look like they're wearing a mask, where you can see the line under their neck or sometimes across their chin, where the foundation stops and their real skin begins and they're two very different colors. That's really not very attractive girls, but you know, all the ones I see who look like that are usually fat and left-wing statist, so who really cares because nobody wants to have sex with them anyway. But look, how do you move in with somebody that you know so little about that you don't know he's wearing foundation? I mean, when you're seeing it, what the fuck? Did you just go straight from long distance to moving in together? You never met him in person one time before you moved in with him? And when you did, you couldn't tell he was wearing foundation? You femistatists have wanted feminized men. You want men who are, you want men to be pussies. You want men to be more like women. Well, you're getting what you want. And now, of course, we're finding out that even a femistatist doesn't really want a feminist man. The reality is that women want masculine men. But femistatism has tried to tell you you don't, and you've listened to it, and this is where you're at, honey. All right. Next on this show. Next letter. Coffee, tea, or me? Dear E. Jean, after our first vacation, my boyfriend of... Sorry, it's so fucking pathetic. These women are so fucking pathetic. If you did not listen to the first one in this series, go back and listen to the first letter I read, which is some of the most amazing hamster wheel rationalization you've ever heard in your fucking life. All right. After our first vacation, my boyfriend of 6 months finally told me I love you. Almost in the same breath, he added that he'd also love to watch me in bed with someone else and suggest that a waitress at his neighborhood bar might be game. Mind you, we were making love, actually mid-deed, when he said this. Okay, so first of all, there's no surprise here. Most men who have girlfriends would like to have the waitress from the local bar join him and his girlfriend in bed. Now, the fact that this even needs to be written to Eugene about tells us that this woman is completely fucking out of touch with anything to do with men, right? The idea that a man bringing up the idea of a threesome with his girlfriend and some cute waitress is foreign is kind of like the idea of a woman bringing up the idea of going to a shoe store while there's a sale on, right? This is what, oh, shoe store, having a sale, women fucking trample each other to get in there. It's not really unexpected. But again, femistatism has taught women to be so fucking stupid and so out of touch with actual real men that when they hear something like this, this is a big deal. The next day, I told him that I returned his affections but made my position clear that the aforementioned suggestion was not for me. He replied that he, again, it's all about her, not about him. See, we're not going to do that because I don't want to. You know, fuck you. You notice how with femistatism, it doesn't matter what men want. What do men want? Men want sex. Well, men are just perverts and creepy because all they want is sex. Well, what do women want? Well, women want you to buy them shit. That's totally okay. You should buy them stuff because that's what women want. Anything women want is, of course, totally fine, acceptable, normal, should be respected. Anything men want is perverted, sick, creepy, deviant. We've made it clear the position was not suggestion, not the position, the suggestion was not for me. He replied that he never wanted me to feel insecure. A week later, when we were in the middle of having sex again, and he whispered that he wished the waitress from the restaurant where we were just dining could be watching us. What is it with this guy and waitresses? I'm happy to play along if it's just talk, but I can't tell. He claims to value honesty in a relationship and treats me well. We have amazing chemistry, and I think there's a real possibility of a future here, but I am feeling more insecure by the minute. Okay, so he's talked about wanting the waitress from the restaurant to be in bed with you and him twice. Actually, the second time he just said he wants the waitress to be watching you. Not even just why. So he's mentioned a waitress two times, and of course you've turned this into a pattern. And of course, again, what's wrong with him? What is it with this guy and waitresses? He claims to value honesty. Well, it sounds to me like he's being honest. He's being honest about the fact that he wants to fuck you and a waitress at the same time. He's being honest. I'm pretty sure this, again, femistatists are so fucked up that first of all, they say they value honesty when they don't. Again, let me just do the routine for those of you new to the podcast. When a woman says to you she values honesty, she's lying. What she wants is she wants your agreement. If you do not believe me, the next time a woman says to you, "Do these jeans make me look fat?" You look her in the eye and be honest. You say to her, "No, the jeans do not make you look fat. The fat makes you look fat." Okay? See how much a woman fucking values honesty. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit that's ever come out of the mouth of a, not just a femistatist, every woman alive, even the women I know, the women who are my friends, the women I have dated, the women I have fucked, even my motherfucking mother, my motherfucking grandmother, every fucking woman, any fucking person with human DNA that has a vagina between their legs, they value honesty about as far as I can shot put a grand piano. That is the biggest load of bullshit you will ever hear come out of a female's mouth in your fucking life. Women do not value honesty. Women value attention. They value you agreeing with them. They value your money. They value getting what they want. They do not value honesty. This guy's being honest. She just can't handle it. What should she do? Well, if he really wants a threesome that bad and she's never going to get it to him, give it to him. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. If she's never going to give it to him, she should do what somebody with some integrity would do and just say, look, you want a threesome? I'm never going to give you a threesome. We shouldn't be together. And she should fucking let him move on and find a woman who will provide the threesomes. Or maybe she could just get over her homophobia and have sex with a woman. Maybe if she weren't so selfish and homophobic, maybe she'd be capable of engaging in a threesome with some cute waitress. And then he'd be happy. But of course, we're not going to do anything to make a man happy because fuck men, right? Not fuck men literally, but fuck men over, right? The hell with him, the hell with what he wants, the hell with what he's interested in, the hell with his sexual fantasies and his sexual needs. But I guarantee you, if he wasn't catering to her sexual preferences, she'll be all up in a fucking tizzy and writing letters to E. Jean talking about, why won't my boyfriend provide me with the sexual stimulation I desire? Omit, then commit. Dear E. Jean, I know a lot of guys. Oh, okay. I was going, I don't think you know Hugh Grant, but let me, anyway. I know a lot of guys, Hugh Grant, Charlie Sheen, Jason Biggs, etc., have done it and everybody laughs about it. I struggle with my courage, and yes, I've paid for a few escorts. I've treated them respectfully, and I've had myself tested for STDs. I'm clean. But I'm wondering if someone like me who's not rich and famous, I'm an average-looking guy, should tell the women I date in the future. I was young, foolish, and lonely at the time. Shouldn't I be honest with my future partners? No, you should not be honest about women in your future, about the fact that you have paid money to have sex with other people, because first of all, those women are not going to be honest with you. They're not going to tell you the truth about how many men they fucked. And second of all, this whole shame over buying, we'll call it escorts. I didn't buy a prostitute. I hired an escort. She was a professional. I saw her resume. Dude, you paid money for sex. Every man pays money for sex. Now, there are men out there who like to argue this. Those, I never pay for sex. No, no, no. Please just shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear from you fucking manospherian fairies who are all fucking alpha macho and you never pay for sex. No, all men pay for sex. If nothing else, you have to take the amount of time out of your life that it takes to find these women you have sex with. Even if it only takes you 30 seconds because you got so much game because you're a player and all that other shit. Even if it takes you 30 fucking seconds to get some bitch to spread her legs on her back and take your cock, you still have to put some time into it, some effort into it, some energy into it. You got to go to the gym to look good. You got to have a job. You got to have money. You got to buy some nice clothes. You got to fucking shave and comb your hair. Okay? You cut it however the fuck you want to cut it. You cut it like a fucking cake. You cut it like a pie. You cut it like a fart. You cut it however the fuck you want to cut it. You are, in some way or another, paying for sex. I want to hear your fucking manospherian alpha male fucking, I'm a beast, dude. Yeah, dude, bro. I don't want to hear your fucking arguments. You fucking pay for sex. All men pay for sex. Even if you fucking masturbate to internet porn, you're still paying for sex. You don't get something for nothing. You're fucking paying for sex. No, you don't need to tell any goddamn bitch that you hired some escorts. I hired some escorts. I have copies of their resumes right here. Would you like to fill out an application, honey? And then can I have permission? Can I have permission to hold your hand and give you a peck on the cheek at the end of the night? Or would you prefer we just have a handshake? because I'm a very feminized, I'm a modern guy, and I believe in honesty and integrity and, you know, totally like being on Facebook all the time with my girls. And I'm just really ashamed that I paid for sex, because I'm the first man in history who's ever paid for sex, and oh, I feel so guilty about it. Grow a pair of balls, find a fucking girlfriend, and no, you don't need to tell her you paid for sex, because even after you have a girlfriend, you're still gonna pay for sex. In fact, you're gonna pay a lot more. The escort, economically speaking, the escort service is your best fucking option. Friending. Dear E. Jean. Friending, is that anything like pegging? Friending. Dear E. Jean. I need more friends. Okay, in this survey I saw from Elle Magazine of their readers copped up to an average of 3.3 hours of social media per day. So I wonder why a reader of Elle Magazine would need more friends. Well, gosh, I don't know. When you're spending an average of 3.3 hours a fucking day on social media, that might be why you don't have any fucking friends. Maybe you should put down the goddamn cell phone and actually try talking to a fucking real person. Or would that be too fucking complicated for your stupid femistatist ass? Anyway, let me get back to reading this. I'm already answering the question. I don't even know what the question is yet. I need more friends. I need the love and support of comrades. I know people are busy, but I'm gregarious, smart, and married to a handsome introvert. I work from home, and I'd love a girl's night out, yet I have no girlfriends. Is it because I'm attractive and women don't like me because I get lots of attention? Now, what's funny? What's funny about this? It is funny on two levels. First of all, it's funny on the level that she thinks she's so attractive that other women don't like her because she's just so beautiful that she gets all this attention. But the second part that's funny is that she's actually right. Women don't like women who are more attractive than they are, and since she's a woman, you would think she would understand that. I've talked about this extensively. What happens when fat, unattractive women run into thin, long-haired, attractive women? What do? They tell them, oh, you should cut your hair off. You would be so cute if you had a pixie haircut. They tell them, oh, girl, you are so skinny. You need to eat a sandwich. You just don't have enough meat on your bones. And ugly, fat, short-haired, tattooed, pierced women are constantly trying to drag attractive women down. So again, this is for those of you young women out there who have not yet become femistatist. You're listening to this, you're 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. There's still hope for you as you go into college and you have all these femistatist cunts telling you that fat is beautiful and you should cut your hair off and stick metal through your nose and all this stuff. Look at the women telling you this and notice how fucking ugly they all are. Notice how none of them have boyfriends. And again, look, if you're a 16-year-old girl and you don't want a man in your life, then that's fine. Go fucking get fat and get some tattoos and cut your hair off. But if you want to have a quality man in your life, then you need to not do that shit. You need to not get fat, and you need to just don't cut your fucking hair off. Don't get tattoos and piercings. If you just do those things right there, and this is a fucking fact, I can say this as a man. If you don't have tattoos, you don't have any weird ass piercings, you don't fucking cut your hair short, and you're not fat, right there, you are superior. You are physically more beautiful than 90, you are in the top 10 percentile when it comes to physical beauty. Now, you have to add to that, you have to add personality, some intelligence, a sense of humor, all this other stuff. But I'm telling you, if you want to be in the top 10% of beautiful women in the United States of America, all you need, long hair, don't get fat, don't get tattoos, don't get piercings. Do that right there, and you will fucking distinguish yourself from all the fucking fat, short-haired femistatists who write into E. Jean complaining about how their man doesn't want to have sex with them, or they're fucking a married man, or all this other shit, okay? All right, I get lots of attention. Or because my income is high. Again, women, nobody gives a fuck about how much money you have. I talked about this last time in the previous episode when some bitch is talking about her job. I have a great job. No man alive gives a shit. Okay? There's only a point to which how much money you have or what your job is matters to a man, and it's fucking insignificant. Of course, he's talking about women. Do other women hate you because you make a lot of money? Probably so, because they're all a bunch of femistatists. And they all believe that they're making 77 cents for every dollar a man makes. Something that to this day we still have to fucking refute, because you women can't get it through your fucking heads that this fact is not actually a fact. It is just bullshit. I promise I will never mention it, and if I'm more than willing to go to a local bar for happy hour and free... Or is it because my income is high? I promise I will never mention it, and I'm more than willing to go to a local bar for happy hour and free appetizers. It's so awkward trying to make... I'm so sick of the word awkward. Women in there, I'm awkward. I'm so awkward. I feel it's awkward. Oh my God, I'm just such an awkward person. Get a fucking thesaurus, you goddamn stupid cunt. It's so awkward trying to make friends at 37. That's because you're hitting the wall. But I can't just sit at home with the cute hubby and the cute dog in our cute condo 7 nights a week. Help. Well, you know, there's fucking this thing called the world. Go out in the world and fucking meet some goddamn people and stop being a goddamn loser. Get your ass on social media. Do something like meetup.com, where you actually meet people in real life instead of just sitting around on Facebook fucking masturbating while sending people friend requests and shit like that. I've met lots of people through meetup.com. Meetup. No, not a dating website. It's the place where you form groups. You know, it's like, oh, the book review fucking group or something, or what the fuck ever. Do shit where you go out and meet people. God damn, if you're so fucking smart and intelligent and beautiful and rich, why the fuck can't you go out to a public place and just talk to people? It's not that fucking hard, honey. Because after all, don't you women, can't you, is it true, is it not true that you women can't shut the fuck up about how great your communication skills are and how much empathy you have and how fantastic your social skills are and how stupid men are compared to you when it comes to social skills and empathy and communicate? Well, all right, so take your social skills and your communication skills and your empathy and go the fuck out and meet some people, you dumb femistatist bitch. Question. Dear E. Jean, when we text, he says we must stop. When I kiss him, he says we shouldn't. Whenever I call him to meet at a hotel, he says he wants to but can't. I've promised that his wife will never find out. What kind of man would turn me down so many times? Again, the femistatist trying to fuck a married man. But oh, femistatist, you femistatist, you have so much integrity. You have honor, you have virtue, you value honesty and loyalty and commitment, right? If only women ran the world, everything would be perfect, right? That's how that goes. Here I am trying to fuck a married man and he won't have sex with me. What kind of man would do this? Oh my God. I'm sorry. OMG. So remember, whenever a woman tells you how much she values honesty, remember, every married man who's fucking a woman that's not his wife is fucking a woman that's not his wife who will swear up and down she values honesty. Every married man that has a woman who's not his wife trying to get him to fuck her, that's a woman who, if you ask her, she up and down, she will fucking swear on her mama's grave how much she values honesty. Oh, honesty is so important to women. Honesty, that's the most important thing ever. They really value honesty. Project Rehabilitation, Dear E. Jean. The state incarcerated me in 1998 for nonviolent property offenses. Aw, really? You went to jail for nonviolent offenses? Aw, poor you. Do you regret voting now? Do you regret your support of the government that, you know, put you in a cage for nonviolent property offenses? Wah, 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 wah. Live by the state, die by the state, bitch. I'll be released from custody shortly, but I'm feeling anxious. All the evidence points to a bad ending if humans don't slow down on the conception rate. I'm concerned less about me and more about the future of mankind. So I'm asking you right now, E. Jean, are my fears grounded in paranoia, or are these fears legitimate? Is there anything one guy can do to effectively help others? Oh, this is a man. I'm not sure what coming out of prison has to do with overpopulation, but you're a fucking idiot. Here's everybody who's concerned about overpopulation. We know you're lying. Here it is. This is really simple. If you believe there are too many people on the planet Earth and you have children, you're obviously lying. Number two, if you believe there's too many people on the planet Earth and you haven't killed yourself yet, you're obviously lying. Okay? So if you really care about population, fucking kill yourself and shut the fuck up. Assume the position. Dear E. Jean, how in the world do I gain that amazing confidence I see in the women featured in Elle, as evidenced by their personalities and humor? Okay, first of all, the women featured in Elle, you're not interacting with them live, you're reading about them in an article somebody else wrote. So you have no clue if they have personality or humor, because I can write about an interview I did with the most boring fucking human on Earth, but I can write it where they sound very charismatic. Since I was a little girl, I've been losing out on career and amorous opportunities because I evaporate, become invisible in group settings. At work, I never speak up, offer ideas, or answer questions. Well, maybe that's because nobody really gives a fuck what you have to say because you're a fucking dumb feminist statist cunt. I mean, what are you going to say other than who would build the roads? There ought to be a law against this. Racist, sexist, homophobic. I mean, have you ever had an original idea in your life? Probably not. If you're a fucking feminist statist, and you are, it is unlikely you have ever had a fucking idea of your own. So why should people in the workplace take anything you say seriously? Why should they care? I idealize women who aren't afraid of saying what they think and being exactly who they are. Any pointers would be greatly appreciated. Yeah, here's a pointer. Go fuck yourself. I value honesty and integrity. There's your fucking pointer. Nobody cares what you think. Drop dead. Next. Whoa, what the hell is this? Okay. That was me having a drink of beer. E. Jean. He's got mail. Dear E. Jean, I'm just out of grad school, starting my first job, and madly in love with my boyfriend. Wonder how much debt she's in. 6 months into our relationship, I found a chat in his Gmail account in which he was telling an ex-girlfriend that he, quote, missed having her as his companion. Unquote. This chat was from 5 months earlier, only 1 month after we began dating, and I got upset. First of all, you don't own him. Now, notice, see, they're not married. They've been dating for 6 months. This is 1 month into them dating. He's telling his ex-girlfriend that he misses her. And notice how this femistatist cunt is getting all worked up. But as we listen to, as we read the E. Jean letters, as you listen to me reading the E. Jean letters, and we read these letters from all these women who are fucking married men, you notice how that's completely okay with femistatist? He's just had a chat with the ex-girlfriend, said, I miss you. I enjoyed being with you. Oh my God. End of the world. The greatest E. Jean letter ever. This was way back. This is way back in the episodes when I read this one. I'll never forget it. Where this woman wrote in, and her problem to E. Jean was, she is about to get married to a man who bought her a diamond, who bought her a new car, all this other shit. She was about to marry him. But meanwhile, she was fucking another man who was unemployed, had a whole bunch of debt, and lived at home with his parents. And see, from the female femistatist, she's a female, from the femistatist perspective, that's totally okay. This man's going to marry me. He's got a bunch of money. I'm going to get his money. He's going to buy me stuff. But meanwhile, I'm going to fuck the debt-ridden, unemployed guy who lives with his mother and father. From the femistatus perspective, totally fucking okay, because femistatus value honesty and integrity and commitment. And if only femistatus ran the world, everything would be wonderful. But you see, when this guy, who's been dating her for one whole fucking month, 4 fucking weeks, says to his ex-girlfriend that he misses her, holy shit. See, this is a crisis, because how dare he interact with another woman after we've been dating for an entire fucking month? And when a fucking femistatus cunt comes to you and tries to tell you that her thinking is not skewed in favor of women and against men, the E. Jean column letters are all the evidence you need of what actually goes through the minds of the femistatist and how incredibly fucking pathetic and miserable these goddamn cunts actually are. Chat was from 5 months earlier, 1 month after we began dating, and I got upset. He spewed the usual apologies. It didn't mean anything. He didn't know what he was thinking, blah, blah, blah. So he sounds like a fucking sissy. If I would have told you the door is over there. Don't let it hit you in your ass on the way out, bitch. I chose to see it as a one-time mistake rather than evidence of his cheating character. Again, that's not cheating. Telling somebody you dated in the past that you miss them, that's not cheating. Remember, this is femistatism. He told a woman he dated in the past that he misses her. That's cheating. Women fuck married men or fuck other men while a man is about to marry them. That's totally fucking okay. Totally okay, because they value honesty and tolerance and diversity and integrity and commitment, and they voted for Obama, and she cares about the fucking earth. So when you hear the fucking virgin toes and the MIG toes saying that all women engage in hypergamy, I'm not going to say all women engage in hypergamy, but they certainly all have the potential to, and this is what it looks like when it happens. This is fucking hamster wheel hypergamy fucking in motion all over the fucking place. Hamster wheel hypergamy. I like that. Hamster wheel hypergamy. I like that a lot. Hamster wheel hypergamy. Okay, I'm onto something here. Now, I don't just mean your girlfriend's cunt. Ooh, ow! I was fucking licking her ass last night. Anyway, fast forward to last night, a year into our relationship, and almost the same thing happens. I'm perusing the drafts folder in his Gmail. In other words, she's spying on him. right? Because women value honesty, integrity, commitment. See, so she's spying on him by going through his email because she values honesty and integrity so much. I'm perusing the drafts folder in his Gmail, and what do I find? An email to a different ex that says, quote, "I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss you every day. You and I could be like Hillary and Bill if they let us. Curious what you're up to? Call me on my bat phone." Unquote. And he gives her his work number. Well, you know what? It might be part of the reason why he's trying to find other women to have sex with, although going back and dredging through your exes is always a little dangerous, but maybe the reason he's looking for other women to have sex with is because he's really unsatisfied with you, because you sound kind of like a cunt. And it's not that much of a surprise that he might want to move on and get you out of his life. He claims he was drunk when he wrote it and that he never sent it. Ah, yes, the old "I was drunk" excuse. Again, dude, just tell the bitch that you're getting tired of her shit and she needs to fucking clean it. Of course, you've been sissified. You've been feminized by the feminist movement, and so the guy's kind of a pussy. So it's really hard to have too much sympathy for him either. Now he's spewing the same apologetic baloney as before. Am I signing up for being endlessly upset by discovering reminiscences of past lovers, or did I simply find things that I'd find out about any man if I kept digging? Should I put up with this crap? You know, on one hand, he's probably the best you're ever going to do. On the other hand, on the same hand, I don't know, on a different hand, maybe you two deserve each other because he sounds like kind of a pussy and you're a fucking femistatist cunt. I mean, look, the fact that he's trying to hit up ex-girlfriends, and remember, he's done this twice over a year, but look, even if he's done it once, if he's done it 1,000 times, the fact he's trying to hit up ex-girlfriends tells me that there's something you're not doing for him. You need to either find out what you're not doing and do it, or you need to fucking move on so that both of you can find somebody better. You need to find yourself some kind of little pussy-whooped, left-wing, vegan, tofu-eating fairy, right? That's probably the kind of man you need in your life, and then you can read his email, and there won't be anything in there except protest letters that he writes to the fucking editor of newspapers talking about animal abuse and how terrible people who eat meat are. It's cool to be kind. Dear E. Jean. Randy, how are we on time? Beauty. Thanks. Dear E. Jean, how do I instill a sense that I'm, quote, not someone you can screw with, unquote, at work? Well, the way you instill a sense of don't screw with me at work is by doing your fucking job and doing your job well. That's how you fucking do that. You don't do it by sucking the boss's dick. You don't do it by ass kissing. You don't do it by brown nosing. You don't do it by telling everybody how educated you are. You don't do it by telling everybody how strong and independent you are. You don't do it by fucking campaigning for political causes. You don't do it by whining about the wage gap. You do it by coming to work, doing your fucking job, kicking ass, taking names. That's how you fucking do it. It's really goddamn simple. The fact that you don't fucking know that and you had 12 years of public education and probably at least 4 years of college tells me that the education system has completely fucking failed you, your parents have fucking failed you, and you've obviously never read a book by Larry Wingate. I'm constantly told that I'm not just nice, I'm too nice. Oh, bless your heart. You are just too nice. So that's an insult. When somebody, especially if it's a woman, tells you you're just too nice, that's a veiled insult. Perhaps it's true, but look, I don't have a high, sweet songbird voice. Mine is actually rather deep and raspy. Nor do I have naive doe eyes. My eyes usually have dark circles under them, and I sure as hell don't say golly Josh. Who says golly Josh? So why do people form this kind of immediate impression of me? Am I smiling at the wrong people? Should I say fuck off if someone tells me how sweet, good, and kind I am? Yeah, that'll definitely enhance your reputation. That'll make you the fucking star of the office. Yeah, tell people at work to fuck off when they pay you a compliment. That would actually fit in perfectly with femistatism, because that's what femistatism wants you to do. If anyone pays you a compliment, actually don't tell them to fuck off, report them to HR for being sexual predators. Because remember, if anyone at work, if a man at work ever gives you a compliment, that's actually him attempting to rape you. You have been sexually violated, and you need to get the police involved and have him arrested immediately. Why do I have to be less nice rather than have others be less like assholes? Again, honey, it all comes down to action. Just do your fucking job. Do your job really well. Get shit done. Make things happen. And people will, instead of look at you and going, oh, she's so nice, they'll look at you and go, that right there is the person who gets shit done. We need this project to move forward. You know who we're going to put in charge? We're going to put in charge this chick right here, because she fucking gets shit done. Right, as long as you're just walking around with your head up your ass talking about how Obama is the Messiah because he gave you free birth control and writing whiny little, dear E. Jean, people think I'm too nice. I'm so traumatized. I can't figure it out. Do your fucking job. Do it really fucking well. That's all you have to do. Of course, then again, doing your job involves work. You're a femistatist. Work would fucking kill you. Mamma mia, dear E. Oof, Randy, where are we? Ooh, sorry, this one might be tough to get in. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, I'm a 33-year-old Royal Marines commando working in the offshore oil business as a commercial diver. I keep myself fit and healthy. I've been told I'm a good-looking lad. My wife at 26 is stunning, so is her 53-year-old mother. I fantasize about my mother-in-law constantly. Oh, this is getting good. All right, my wife is aware of it, and she thinks it's funny. Or rather, thought it was. 2 weeks ago, I got drunk. Oh, God. See, here we go again. Well, I got drunk. I'm so fucking tired of everybody playing the fucking I got drunk card. Yeah, well, you weren't drunk when you started drinking, and if you don't know how to fucking control yourself when you're drunk, don't fucking start drinking, because when you start drinking, you're not drunk, okay? I am so fucking over this I got drunk as a fucking excuse for every goddamn thing on the planet. Grow the fuck. You're a fucking Marine. You're a Royal Marine, so you must be from Britain. You're a fucking Marine and you're that much of a pussy? All right. Hold on. That's what happens when you insult the Royal Marines. They fucking psychically reach out and fucking choke you to death with their Darth Vader death grip. All right. 2 weeks ago, I got drunk, sent my mother-in-law a photo of a very attractive older woman showing her private parts from all angles. Then I followed up with another email saying, sorry, that wasn't meant for you. She replied saying that it was, quote, no problem, and that, quote, the lady was lovely, unquote. I replied, quote, not as lovely as you, unquote. She wrote back, quote, I wish. I took this as a good sign, so this week I sent her an email saying, quote, I really hope this doesn't ruin our good mother-son-in-law relationship, but I have sexual thoughts about you. I've researched this on the internet. Oh, God, there we, that, well, now. Okay. I researched this on the internet by visiting porn sites in which young men have sex with older women. And God damn it. Oh. All right. I've researched this on the internet, and it's a perfectly normal feeling to have. but I want my feeling to become a reality. I don't want an affair, just sex." Unquote. And I sent a screenshot of a guy and a bent-over lady who looked very similar to my mother-in-law. I never received a reply. I can't imagine why not. I mean, look, dude, if you're going to tell your mother-in-law you want to fuck her, have the fucking balls to do it in person, not on the internet where it's impersonal, and not on the internet where there leaves a paper trail. Fucking do it in oh, that's right. Men are all fucking pussified and feminized. I'm going to ask a girl out on Facebook. I'm going to send her a Facebook message. Do you want to go out with me? Dude, ask her in person. Just fucking ask her. Like, the closest I come to that, I'll text the girl and say, hey, do you want to go out? But only after I've fucking made contact with her in real life and I've gotten her phone number, and it's pretty fucking obvious why I'm asking for her contact information is so we can arrange at a time more convenient when the fuck we can go out. Stop fucking hitting on your fucking mother-in-law via email. Jesus Christ, you're a fucking Royal Marine. Grab your motherfucking ball sack, find your spinal column, and do the shit in person. Fucking Christ. I never received a reply, so I texted. God damn, I texted. So I texted, apologizing for the out-of-order email. She replied that it was, quote, very, unquote, out of order, and that her new boyfriend was not happy. Oops. So what's your advice on this little matter, Eugene? My wife doesn't find my crush on her mother to be so funny anymore. Of course, I won't send my mother-in-law any more photos unless she asks for them. And I'll continue to fantasize about her, but any wisdom you can offer would be magic. P.S. I almost forgot to add, you're a very attractive lady yourself. Okay, dude, we get it. You like older women. There are millions and millions of older women on the planet who are not your mother-in-law. And if your girlfriend is not down with you fucking older women, then you need to either fucking get over the older women shit, or you need to get over your girlfriend, and you need to find a girlfriend who will have threesomes with older women with you. Jesus fucking Christ. None of this is complicated. Just find your fucking ball sack, reach down, locate your fucking testicles, follow them back around over the asshole, keep going up past the asshole, find your spine, and once you got your balls and your spine, go find a goddamn older woman and have sex with her. Fucking Christ. You're a goddamn Royal Marine? If I was a Royal Marine, I'd be fucking so much strange. I mean, I'd be fucking strangled with strange. I'd have so much fucking pussy if I was a goddamn Royal Marine. And you're sitting here with this fucking, my mother-in-law. Wait, is it mother? Yeah, mother-in-law, you're married. It's not your girlfriend, right? It's your wife? My, yeah, we're right. Dude. Your wife doesn't want to have threesomes with old women with you, it sounds like. You might want to consider a divorce. You're a fucking dumbass. Find your ball sack. Jesus Christ.